It's time for the Chatham County Roundup. On this edition of the Roundup, we are joined in studio by former Pittsboro mayor, host of On the Porch here on 97.9 The Hill, and a whole bevy of other titles that we don't have time to get into. It is Randy Voller. Randy, how's your day been?
It's great to be back here.
Glad to have you back in. We will start this conversation the way we often do, and that is by looking at a quick analysis of some real estate trends in both Chatham and Orange County.
Well, we're going to talk about Chatham and Orange, what's going on with the market. You know that there's a constant dialogue about affordability. We've talked about this many times, and every month I come on with information courtesy of the National Association of Realtors. So Chatham County right now, what's listed on the market, 8% of the market is under 375, as opposed to the last 12 months, 16% of the market for sales. Now you might ask, well, how does that compare to Orange County? Orange County's got 27% of its current listings are under 375, as opposed to last year, 33%. So you can see that in Chatham County, we have a scarcity of affordable living options. Now, what's happening in the middle and the top of the market? I think one of the biggest trends that people should take note of, which is, I've said many times, wholly different than when I first came down here in 1991 and Chatham County was seen as an affordable place for graduate students to live. 55% of the market, what's for sale on the market right now, is over $750,000. That's a rather large number. And you could ask me, well, how was it the last 12 months? It was only 29%. So the market is moving in a very rapid direction toward house prices being above 750. Now, how does that compare to Orange? Right now in Orange County, only 24% of the market of listings is above 750. So Chatham County is more than twice as unaffordable for folks as Orange, which is a big flip of where things used to be. Now, I think one of the wildest statistics, and you know, I've been in this business quite a long time. I've been in real estate since 1992. We built Chatham Forest. I've been a developer. I've been a municipal leader. If you had asked me if we were going to have a market of million-dollar homes in Pittsboro, and then of course, other than Governor's Club, million-dollar homes in Chatham County, I would have said, no, there's not going to be a huge market. Right now, Andrew, 31% of the listings for sale in Chatham County are above $1 million. So wow. If you came to me and said, I need to find a house, I just moved here from Seattle like you did, 31% of the inventory is going to be above $1 million. And with interest rates, you know, climbing, that's not very affordable unless you have cash.
Definitely not very affordable. I also want to come back to that statement you made where the perception used to be that Chatham County would be the more affordable option in this area. I feel like there's still some residual perception like that out there. And, you know, you come on here pretty regularly and the data is always similar and that Chatham County is a little bit less affordable than Orange County right now. And I think people are having a hard time acclimating to that reality.
Well, I think it's because Chatham County is a very large county, over 700 square miles. And it's a county that is a tale of two counties, at least. Traditionally, they talk about the East and the West. So when you look at the statistics for Pittsboro North, and you use 15501 as kind of the north-south line and 64 is the east-west, that quadrant, the northeast quadrant, is by and far the most expensive quadrant. Now, we're seeing an awful lot of interest in land, and probably soon we'll see houses being built down by Moncure being driven by VinFast and the FedEx site and other development happening there. Of course, Wolfspeed is going to drive interest in West Chatham, but traditionally, Western Chatham, Central and Western Chatham, the prices were less, and that's still the case. But what's going on is that the inventory, if you're coming into our county, the inventory is 55% above 750. And so if you're looking for something that you might consider affordable, only 8% of the market's under 375 in Chatham County. Now, the median, and you know, reminding folks, median does not mean average. Median is just the middle price. The middle price right now in Chatham County is roughly $412,000. That's actually lower right now than the middle price in Orange, which is $540. But what you see in terms of supply is all tilted above $750.
It's the voice of Randy Voller, and I want to kind of draw a line under something that you said just a moment ago. I don't know that I really have a question here. I just think it bears repeating that you've spent a large part of your career and your energy basically banking on the idea that real estate prices are going to go up in Chatham County, and you're still sitting here telling me you're shocked at how much the home value of the current stock of houses is. And I just feel like that bears repeating.
I would say I was banking on that. It's essentially a career that you're in, and you like to see a balanced market. But what we don't have is a balanced market. We don't have supply and demand in balance. So a normal market, what they consider balance, would be 6 months of supply of inventory, and our state supply is roughly 3.1 months, and in Chatham County it's 3.9. That's total supply. So it's still a seller's market. If we had more inventory or we had more supply, then it would be more in balance. I mean, obviously, the single biggest investment for most Americans is their house or the property they own. And of course, you want to see that going up. But let me give you a statistic that these are some macro trends that are nationwide, but I'm going to drill it right down to North Carolina. Home price change, and this is courtesy again of the National Association of Realtors, from the onset of COVID, so you remember the first quarter 2020 to right now, the second quarter 2023, so ending in June 30th, up in North Carolina 50.9%. That's statewide. We're not even looking at Chatham there. We're just looking at the state. So in this 3-year period or 3 years and one quarter period, prices have gone up about 17% a year. That's a lot. And what's driving that? Well, we don't have supply. And then, of course, if you look at what's happening with the national median home price, the national median price has actually finally dipped down in January 2023 to $375 nationally. But you heard those numbers I gave you before. That's still lower than Chatham County at $412 and Orange at $540. And, of course, it's slightly higher. The national median price is slightly higher than the North Carolina median of $315. Home sales are getting weaker. They're down 23% year-to-date nationwide. New constructed homes are back since pre-COVID. That's actually increasing nationwide. The inventory of existing homes, and this is one of the problems, is low, while the inventory of existing homes that are new homes, is going up and high. And what's driving that? Interest rates. So you have a lot of people that would like to sell their house. Maybe they want to get into a bigger house. Maybe they want to downsize. Maybe they want to move to the beach. But Andrew, you know what's holding them back?
Interest rates?
Interest rates, because they might be on a nice 3 or 4% loan and they don't want to have to roll it over and pay another $1,000 a month in payment to get the privilege of paying a 6 or 7% loan. And, you know, this is reflected in shockingly high mortgage payments that from the beginning of COVID, so you know, they were about $1,000 a month. This is, you know, nationally, but then COVID drove it up to over $2,000, and of course the rise of these rates. Now, another interesting thing that's occurring demographically, and we can think about this in Chatham County with VinFast, which is a Vietnamese company, and Wolfspeed, which has connections, you know, across the country and across the planet. The top destination of foreign buyers, Florida, California, Texas, North Carolina, and Arizona. In fact, North Carolina comes in number 4 at 4% of all foreign buyers are coming to North Carolina. And top countries of origin are China, Mexico, Canada, India, and Colombia. So this is just some new information I'm giving you about who's coming here, why they're coming here, and where they're investing and how much. Now, of course, other things are happening in Chatham County beside the real estate market, but the market itself, I think, is a big driver of policy, and I think if people want to actually address affordability, they're going to have to get more serious about it.
It's the voice of Randy Voller, former mayor of Pittsburgh, current host of On the Porch here on 97.9 The Hill. And as you said, we talk real estate, but there's also other stuff going on in Chatham County. One of those is a proposal to realign the commissioner districts for upcoming elections. When we spoke with Karen Howard last week, she was talking about it as being an opportunity to balance the populations in those districts.
That's interesting because that was an issue we raised years ago, because when you have a lot of people moving into North Chatham, you get these imbalanced districts. And you may recall that the county appointed a task force that looked at expanding the board and looked at options for that, and they ultimately decided they didn't want to expand the board or go to any form of district voting and at large. But one of the interesting things that we learned from the School of Government, from Robert Joyce, who came in and provided information to that task force, was we don't actually have to balance the districts in Chatham County. It's not a legal requirement. The reason is that every voter in Chatham can vote for all five members of the Board of Commissioners because everyone runs countywide. So even though there's a residency requirement, every voter can vote for them. So in fact, you don't have to have these districts balanced. Now, the three that you can go online and look at the Board of Elections and see what they're up to, they're an attempt to kind of align them all, give or take 15,000 people per district. But remember, that's not really a requirement. So I would be curious if they're going to look at maybe drawing these things a little tighter and different based on the input they got from that task force.
It's the voice of Randy Voller. We're almost out of time, but I did want to talk about one other election-related item, and that is that the town of Pittsburgh is considering extending the term of the mayor from 2 years to 4 years. And I noticed that you spoke in favor of that idea at the last Pittsburgh Board of Commissioners meeting.
I did. It's been an idea that's been discussed in the past and brought up. A good friend of mine, Jim Hinckley, had brought that up, who used to serve on our planning board years ago. It's fine. It would only become effective if passed in the election of 2025. When I testified or gave information to the board, I said if they're going to do this, they may as well also look at the notion of appointing a blue ribbon commission to perhaps look at expanding the town board or creating residency-only districts like they have in the county that I previously mentioned that would allow people to live in a different part of town, perhaps maybe where you live on Park Drive, run townwide. But this would actually be a hedge against a future problem where Chatham Park might add thousands and thousands of new voters. And you know, you could theoretically have a board in the future, the way we currently operate, that everyone runs townwide, where Chatham Park elects all five members of the board.
Yeah, that seems like it could be a little bit problematic, potentially, going down the road.
Well, I think if people want to preserve the idea of the old part of the historic Pittsburgh that's been around for, you know, since 1787, with the new part, as opposed to what happened in Cary, where basically it got swallowed and nobody really remembers what Cary used to be, I think you need to look at some different ideas that's going to, you know, kind of meld old with new. And this would be something they could appoint a task force to study, give a report back to the board, and then the board can decide what it wants to do.
It's the voice of Randy Voller. We are now officially out of time. Randy, I appreciate you making the time to come in. Is there maybe have 20 seconds left? Is there anything else you want to
mention?
Folks
just need to remember that these are municipal elections. We typically don't have a huge turnout, so remember to vote. Municipal elections are going on this fall in Orange County and Chatham County.
Thank you, Randy. The time is now.